Black, are we rolling?
No.
I'd like to,
No one's listening.
I'd like to remind everyone to turn off cell phones, not just on silent, but off entirely, because otherwise it messes with our recording of the meeting. I'd also like to draw attention to the fact that we have a revised agenda this evening. In an effort to make our meetings a little more efficient, we do tend to go on and on. We've adjusted the communication from the audience to current agenda items and then non-related items, which have moved and moved. And this is based on input we received from ISBA. We had an executive session, and they talked to us about running efficient meetings. So there you go. First item on the agenda. Oh, did I call the meeting to order yet? Like called it. To order the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, March 4th, 6:44 p.m. I apologize for being late. We were in executive session. First item, approval of the agenda for the March 4th meeting, and it is a revised agenda.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Mr. Harpick, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, and I believe you received a draft copy in your packet, and then the revised copy is here. It was just made a little more concise.
Move approval of the revised minutes.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mr. Marley. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. No one has signed up to speak concerning current agenda items. Therefore, we'll move to unfinished business. We have nothing unfinished. We're just moving along. New business, boiler HVAC system regeneration.
I'm recommending that the board approve that we regenerate the boiler HVAC systems at Happy Hollow, at Cumberland, at the junior senior high school. What this means is we're going to flush them out and fill them with good glycol, new glycol. And this will also include a commercial hot water tank and backup system. The expenditures will come out of CPF, and we do have the accounts and the revenue to do that. We've had some very low maintenance on those systems the last couple of years, and we need to regenerate them so that we can keep them from rusting and deteriorating, and Larry's already been working on that, and so I'm recommending your approval to proceed with that process.
Mm-hmm. Move approval of the boiler HVAC system regeneration.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, seconded by Mr. Gnett, that we proceed with the regeneration of both systems. Discussion?
Just a question, just out of curiosity, how long had the system been empty?
Well, that's a good question. Being that there was very little glycol in it, yeah. I would say it's been quite a while that it's been empty. Larry, any ideas?
Any guesses?
But the regeneration will be sufficient.
It was just pure water in the system. And obviously, steel and water
are not making. Yeah. So wow.
We completely flushed the system. We put a cleaner in it and went through the system and then filled it up with the propylene glycol with deionized water. It's what the metal requires, is a deionized water. And just to give you an example, the cooling system is 4,553 gallons. The heating system is 5,296 gallons. So by the time we got done, they both are sitting there with 30% solutions in them, mm-hmm. which is good for below zero freeze protection. And what brought this to light was about a week after I came here, we had a frozen coil, and we tested the system, and it took a while to get the stuff in to the high school and start changing it over and to get purchase orders done, stuff like that. Before we could even get it started, we had four frozen courthouses.
Wow.
So we're pretty fortunate that we only
have
four.
Like it.
Were they damaged when they froze?
Water damage, yes.
Okay.
And
but reparable,
all the coils that froze and broke were able to be repaired versus being replaced. We were pretty lucky on that.
What is our total investment in the boiler systems? Would you estimate, or what would the replacement cost for these systems be if they went down?
In the millions.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Your systems over there are very expensive systems.
What was that? My favorite subject. Your favorite. 700,000
so
2 years ago?
We're looking at a $92,000 expenditure here, which is consequential, but in relationship to protecting a system of that
magnitude. We have to have a system that's going to fail.
It's not optional.
Right, it's not optional.
Yeah, I don't think this is an optional.
Right.
Yeah. This is something we just have to do.
And it may not even be that high. I gave you the high end. Yeah. It all depends on how much black hole goes into each system and how much time it takes, et cetera.
Well, I'm thankful that it's caught.
Yeah.
Any further discussion?
Larry, do we have to pay for the deionized water?
Yeah.
Because that's not just the glycol, but we have to buy the water.
Well, it's a system, actually, that our water through. It's like the water softener system.
Right, right.
Before it goes in there.
Okay.
And we have to pay the rental on that system.
Okay.
That's why it costs for that.
Okay, thanks.
And I want to emphasize again, this is the reason we brought Larry Wood in.
Absolutely.
Because he knows these systems and he can keep track of what's going on with them and knows what we need to do in order to maintain them and do preventative maintenance.
Another interesting point here that the makeup water for these systems were hooked to city water. So anytime you ever had a leak or you had to drain some of it for repairs or whatever, it was putting city water back into the system instead of putting glycol back into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
now we've
wow.
hooked up glycol feeders, so anytime it needs to make up a portion of it, it'll be feeding glycol into the system instead of pure water.
Right. And plus it's just regular city water. It has chlorine and a lot of salts. I mean, that's the worst possible thing they could have been putting in it.
You said we had to rent this system. Would it be
just the water conditioner?
Water part of it.
Yeah, it's like you run it throughout. It's like
it's just like a water softener.
Would it be more efficient to purchase that system or?
Well, it's only when you fill the system up.
Okay, all right.
Put it in.
One time.
Okay.
They've added chemicals to maintain that now.
Okay.
So it's only when you first fill it up.
Okay, all in favor of proceeding with the regeneration for the boiler and HVAC systems, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Central office maintenance building copiers. Connie?
Back in December, the high school lost the services of one of their large backup copiers, I believe on the third floor. And at that time, I started looking at the possibility of shifting the large copier that we have in the central office to the high school. There was nothing wrong with it. We didn't have to have another one, but it really seemed it would be better serving their needs than ours. In January, the fax machine in the central office died, so we went ahead and looked at a smaller, more efficient copier for this building, shift the big one to the high school. Also, the facilities office has what I would call a dinosaur, huge, very inefficient copier, and after the copier study we had done a year and a half ago, they really recommended that we look at multifunction devices and one machine that does it all. And so that's what we're trying to do. This particular contract I'm asking for approval is to provide the maintenance for the smaller copier that we're purchasing for the central office. It covers everything except staples and paper. It's a very efficient running machine. We don't have it yet, but this would provide the maintenance on that machine. Okay. I ask you to approve that contract. The copiers are being paid out of the Common School Loan Fund, so no appropriations for the school will be used in the purchase of those machines. We have the money available. It's on a reimbursement basis. We get the check 10 days after we apply, so it's a very cost-effective way to do it.
Thank you. That's nice. So, second. By Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Springer, that we okay the maintenance contract for this new machine in central office. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have some change order requests. Tommy, I think this is yours also. D1, 2, and 3 in your packet.
At last month's board meeting, Dr. Fillion presented two change orders, which we asked for tentative approval based upon receipt of the final documents from MatCon. We have the documents now. They're in your packet. We were within $8 of the exact amount. It's actually $8 less of the timeout room for Cumberland. The bronze plaque is the exact same amount. The third change order is an unexpected addition in wrapping up the gym remaining at Burtsville from the demolition. Need to do a little expanded work in terms of framing around one of the openings. It's going to be $972 additional to finish that up, but we do need to do that to make sure that the gym is properly enclosed.
I think we can have one motion to okay the change order request.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Carpick. Seconded by Mrs. Springer. Any discussion? I wondered if, in reference to change order, the second change order, last meeting, Kim, we talked about looking into a camera for that timeout room. Have we done that? Or?
No, we have not explored that. I haven't. I don't know if Kim has had a chance yet.
Okay.
With the fiber optics that's coming in, the new phone system that's coming in, there are several technical types of things that we need to be looking at.
Uh-huh.
So it may be a situation of repositioning mm-hmm. some of the things that actually exist once we get everything plugged back in and up and running. So
okay. We're
kind of in limbo.
Okay. I think it was a safety concern as far as any child in that room, so.
Mm-hmm.
We do have it on the list.
Pay attention to it.
Okay. We do have it on the list.
Okay, we have a motion on the table. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries for the change orders. Item E, corporate authorization resolution with Lafayette Bank and Trust.
This is a return from last month when the discussion was tabled regarding this corporate authorization for the superintendent and treasurer to be authorized to execute documents. Reworded this a little bit. Basically, it says to execute loan documents that have been previously approved by the Board of School Trustees, requiring one signature of either the superintendent or the treasurer on already approved documents. We removed all of the other authorizations because we have no signature accounts with Lafayette Bank and Trust. So I ask your approval of the document.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Mr. Marley, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. That we authorize, is it a single signature?
One signature of either the superintendent or treasurer.
Okay. All right, to execute documents that have been previously approved by the Board of Trustees. All in favor? Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of the final GOB bond resolution.
At your place is the resolution. Our Happy Hollow GOB was bid last week, and we received a 2.8% interest rate, which I think is very, very good. And Brad might want to add to that. So I'm recommending the bond resolution for the board to finalize this so we can move forward.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Carpick, seconded by Mr. Marley, that we move ahead with the approval of the final GOB bond resolution. Any discussion? I have a question.
Sure.
On one of the pages in this handout F, talked about the, and I just, talking about the providing funds to be applied on the cost of the renovation of, in addition to the West Lafayette Junior Senior High School building, and the acquisition of property next to the Happy Hollow Elementary School.
Right.
Because it's spelled out in there, does that pose a problem since someone purchased that property?
No, all it was is when we initially, went to the 1028 hearing, that was what the initial thoughts were at the time. The main emphasis of this is what the interest rate is and the selling of the bond at 1.85. And then, as we know, this is a concept, and later on we'll be looking at concepts and finalizing how much money would be used at the Happy Hollow site, how much money would be used at the junior senior high school site. And we wouldn't be using the money to acquisition property at this time because it's no longer available.
Any further discussion? All in favor of approval of the final GOB bond resolution, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I'm real happy with the interest rate.
Oh, yeah. Brad, are you real happy with the interest rate?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's 4.17% taxable fixed, and it's a great rate.
Right.
And it's better than what I would expect in today's market.
That's great. Item G, approval of a six-year plan of study. Aaron Smith.
Recommending your approval.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Roush. We approve the six-year plan of study. Aaron Smith. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have some field trips, and I'm assuming they have not gone yet. Ooh, look at this one.
We've got one on fire.
Oh, just barely. I have Gary in the parking lot waiting for this.
I'm on the green still, so no mulligans here. I'm recommending your approval of these field trips, the international relations class, the Indiana State House, leaving tomorrow, not today. And the art painting class at the Chicago Art Museum on April 14th, photo class at the Chicago Art Institute on Thursday, April 23rd.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Granat, seconded by Granat, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Discussion? The one field trip to the Capital Forum trip to Indianapolis just looks terrific. And I've taken kids before to the Art Museum in Chicago. It's a wonderful experience for them. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Information to the board. Anything? Anyone?
Going to visit with Senator Kinley tomorrow. Talk about school funding.
Look forward to that.
Wish me luck. And Dottie and Bob Riley and Connie and I.
That's wonderful. Personnel report, item J.
Recommend your approval of the personnel report.
Move approval of the revised personnel report.
Oh, wait a minute here. This is still item J.
It's hard to find it.
I know, I'm sorry. Brock didn't have a lot of coach openings right
now. You still need a second.
I need a second.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Anderson, that we approve the revised personnel report. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable voucher. This one's hefty.
Yeah.
And we've already addressed in the executive session the one thing I had a question about, so. Mrs. Wallace.
I request your approval to pay our bills. If you'll notice, the large amount of money relates to our repayment of tax warrants.
Right.
I think we communicated with you that we were doing that in February. So we didn't really spend that much money on our bills. So would request approval to make payments to the vendors.
Paying off our debt. It's a wonderful thing.
Move approval of account payable vouchers.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Rush, seconded by Mrs. Springer. Discussion?
Just a couple of questions.
Uh-huh.
Page 19, Ice Miller, DAW Services. I assume that's bond counsel?
Yes.
Are we allowed to fund those legal fees from the issue?
Not for tax warrants. We do for GOBs.
So that was for the, yeah, it's for the TAW. So it's not going to be, okay, I'm with you. And then there was another one on the publish for JNC 50791. That was on the GOB.
Yeah, those we will be able to charge the cost of issuance, but since we don't have any funds yet in on that, we'll transfer the funds once we receive the money.
Great.
And I do have a question about bedding and rats.
I was afraid someone was going to ask about the rats. I said that to Mr. today. Somebody's going to ask me about the rats.
And it's not a lot of money, but, you know.
Is there anyone here from the junior high who would like to address the rats? You do have to have a live rat, and it has to be of certain size and stature, and it's more information than anyone really wants to know.
What does one do with this rat?
An animal eats it.
Okay.
It's
Yeah.
The nice part is
there's an experiment going on.
I understand that. Can't be a little mouse.
We were able to get a quality rat.
It has to, and this is apparently the only place that sells them. So I have asked the question more than once. I picked up the phone and said, I'm signing off on a rat. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
All in favor of paying?
Page 27. I just had a question. The second line down, administrator assistant facility director, $11,666.
That is the contract payment for our facilities director. That goes to the company called Administrator Assistance. That is the
Steve Whitner
and Gibb. I don't remember his last name. They're two partners in that company. But that is a contract payment that goes to them. It includes their overhead costs.
And we have insurance costs in that. We have two folks with administrative assistants working with us. Mike Turner and Larry Wood.
Mike's paid out of the team on a different, same fund, different ones.
Page 28, Burtsfield window replacement.
We had a break-in.
That was a break-in.
Before
it was demolished.
That's less than our deductible amount, so. I know. It was the gym, inside the gym part. Oh, so it had to be replaced.
Okay. Yeah. I thought we were trying to break windows there.
I think someone was trying to help us tear it down.
I think they thought there was maybe something there. They left a blood trail, so they probably had more damage than the glass.
Regional data services on page 29, mm-hmm. payroll training, $6,519, and then PATI training days, $9,945.38.
Yeah, those are all training from RDS. When we entered into the process of using their software, we purchased hours or contracted for, the purchase order for hours for them to come and train, and that represents I would have to count the number of days of training time. When we lost our payroll person, we had to have hands-on training for a new person to train.
And we brought in RDS assistance, too, so that we could get caught up with payroll. We reduced in force the payroll position.
How far along is that training?
We're not using it any longer. We use our telephone call access that we pay a set amount for maintenance or whatever you would call our assistance for the year. And as long as we just call them as we did earlier, then you don't pay extra. If they come here, you pay.
Okay. So when we bought RDS, wasn't there a certain amount of training included in the software purchase?
The software was one price, and any training you used was another price. Yeah.
Because that does seem like an awful lot.
It is. It's. Yeah.
But we had someone on site several days a week. Traveling down here.
Yeah. And every other week, the payroll. So, these take a lot.
Same page. Did we do something with the Burtsfield gym floor?
Yes.
And so we had to repair that too?
We had to. It was a slippery condition for the kids that were out there playing. So.
Okay, so we cleaned up the floor?
Yes.
Okay. And then on the asbestos abatement,
yes.
What fund is that $54,000 coming from?
presently out of CPF. If there is money available in the GOB, we will transfer that charge back to the GOB.
Okay.
We don't anticipate having that much additional available in the GOB. It will be moved if we can.
Connie, are we finished with the paying off the tax anticipation warrants?
Yes. Well, the rollover ones. Right. We have our new ones for this year that will be due in June and December. Yes, we're out of 08. Yes. And I did include for you a current through February revenue and expenditures as well as cash balance, so we do have money in the bank tonight. And we will be getting the state allocation next Friday, probably.
This year
we get a payment every month now from the state for general big
okay that's right
on the state. Okay.
I'm almost done on page 38. Best Western meeting supplies $1,335.
That's WBEC, Wabash Valley Education Center. They host workshops and training all over the central part of the state, and they receive revenue from the people that participate to pay their bills.
Okay, so that's a pass-through. I know I've asked this before.
That's all right.
Much appreciated.
Very glad to answer. That's why I look at the individual bills again, because it's sometimes 3 or 4 weeks from when I've signed off on them originally to when they show up here. So.
AAA Wireless, page 39, $22,036.
And that's also WBEC. They have...
Okay, anytime I see that... Okay.
Yeah, and I can give you a list of their funds at that. Okay. The 1500s and up are generally all WBECs.
What's Tamara Hicks, $1,000 on page 45?
She's a new employee at WBEC. When you initially set up a payroll for someone, you have to do a pre-note, and when you pre-note an RDS for a deduction, that was a deposit to her a bank account.
Okay.
It had to print a check to her as a pre-note rather than going off.
Okay.
Oops. Any other questions with reference to vouchers? Fred?
I made it through.
Oh, you did. All in favor of paying our bills, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Board and superintendent reports, community council. I'm sorry, did I miss one? Well, no one signed up today. No one signed up. Do you want me to read through? Does anyone have anything to report? I know Connie. Well, let's go through them. Community Council.
It's a meeting next week. No, this is our last meeting.
Okay, discussion.
Have we messed this before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I gotta go back in my. What we discussed, because I didn't write it all down.
All right, Beth, were you there?
Yeah, she was there.
Tell me.
Yeah, we talked more about
what?
I've been to too many meetings.
I know, they're all sort of molding together.
Okay, but are you on discussion?
Yes.
I know we've went over
before agenda.
We talked about the 13 agenda items. We talked about the current state of the budget with the state and how that might impact the school district. We talked about any reductions in force process. We spoke about, we took a look at some of the things that will be coming up on the upcoming agendas, including the technology instructional specialists that we're going to talk about tonight. I talked about the strategic planning. We're going to start talking about strategic planning process.
Revisited the additional revenue and cost savings ideas that sort of surveying the staff.
And the insurance survey.
And the climate audit.
And the climate audit.
Education Foundation.
I don't know if we've had any since our last meeting. We're still reviewing proposals. We will review proposals on the professional
fundraiser option, or at least looking into it from the task force standpoint. I think that's probably the last, main thing of the last meeting.
We have another meeting scheduled for the 11th, is that right?
I believe so.
Is that Thursday?
12.
12.
Report. Health and wellness, I don't think that committee is present. High ability, Karen? Legislative liaison, I'm hoping next meeting you'll have a whole bunch of stuff to tell us.
Yeah, I have a few things to tell you. We're at the halfway point, so all the bills have changed houses. One interesting one was Senate Bill 491 has made it through the Senate, so the House. And that bill revolves around a transfer tuition. Well, actually, it frees up transfer tuition and allows students to now transfer and not have to pay the difference in tuition costs. And if I understand correctly, the crux of it is the ADM follows the child. That's the mitigating factor. So we've been lobbying members of the House. Mark Pugh did a fabulous job of doing that, of reminding our legislators that it is in our best interest to support that bill. And I know there'll be some resistance to it. So it has a hearing in the House, which is the farthest this bill has ever gotten, I think.
You can stress that one tomorrow.
So the school funding formula is now in the Senate. They just started their hearings this week, so I anticipate that will be gutted pretty good. So we're waiting with bated breath. We should know tomorrow what the stimulus money is going to be for school corporations. I'm hoping that we will know that by tomorrow. Again, we're meeting with Senator Kenley, really optimistic about the outcome of that. I've had a lot of discussions with Randy Truitt and Sheila and Tim Brown in particular.
He's in Crawfordsville, isn't he?
Right, but he serves up in here. But he's very interested in kind of looking at the, how schools do business, And so I'm meeting with Randy on Friday, and I'm hoping to get a meeting set up in the House.
Okay, great.
As we follow this go through.
Thank you.
So I'll let you know.
Thank you. Negotiations, I don't think there's anything going on right now.
We have an insurance meeting a week from tonight for 4 o'clock at the media center.
Park Board?
The ice rink had to close a few weeks early because of a leak beneath the surface. Glycol was leaking.
Run over there.
Falling in Rob Ash now.
All glycol leak.
Planning is well underway for the summer season. There's a few job openings that remain for pool and playground program employees. And the swimming pool, while it will officially open on Friday, May 22nd, because of the school calendar changes, the annual splash bash will be held on Tuesday, May 26th, from 1 to 5, and an admission will be adopted.
So that's the official opening of the pool?
Well, it will open on Friday, May 22nd.
Okay.
Since the kids are all...
But we will officially splash on the...
It'll be so lifeguards, but it'll be fine.
Neighborhood Coalition?
West Lafayette will hold a West Lafayette in Bloom this summer. If you recall, last summer we officially entered the contest and were national winners in our population subgroup. West Lafayette will hold it informally, and the color this summer will be red.
Red, nice.
It's a good color.
So as you're planting your summer gardens with flowers and so forth, think red.
Thank you.
Boiler Blast will be April 4th, 10 to 1 p.m. They are still accepting job requests. This is where Purdue students will help on household tasks, gardening, outside, inside, outside, whatever. And I've got a phone number or email address. If you have a job request, you can still...
Were the schools going to contact them for a cleanup?
Yeah.
Excellent.
What kind of plans do you have?
Larry's working on that. Larry's got some bricks that we need cleaned up from Birchfield and some other things.
Okay.
Public Relations, I don't think we have a committee meeting there. Public Schools Foundation?
I can tell you that we had the Polar Bear Plunge weekend before last. Good participation. I think they raised $6,000, possibly. There has been some discussion. I think there will be a editorial written in response to some letters to the editor about foundation dollars and classroom funding and those types of things. Some letters have come up, and so I think that it'll help if we can create some awareness about Crumpton Schools Foundation. So I think that's coming. That's
because that goes directly into the classroom. It goes right to teachers.
Community partnership. How's that? And here is the community. David, that's you. We haven't had a meeting.
We haven't had a meeting since January.
And redevelopment, anything going on there we need to know? What is that new building going up next to Wendy's?
Pizza King.
I know. It was quick. Pizza King.
No, we're not actually meeting until April. We didn't have a quorum for March. Everyone's on spring break, so. I should have the final budget by then for you.
I was hoping it was going to be that Porky's barbecue.
There you go.
Any other reports?
Rocky and I went to Indy on Monday.
Oh, how was that?
Tell us about it. Friday.
Friday.
That's interesting. That's good.
It concerned?
It was a seminar given by the Indiana School Board Association legal councils. All three of them were there, Dave Emmert and what's her name, Julie Slavens, and
Lisa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. They basically just went through reduction in force legislation and past practice and talked about all the different ramifications and things that people need to be aware of. It was interesting. And it was packed.
I'll bet it was.
It was packed.
Plus it's a concern for school boards.
The question and answer period at the end was interesting. Some of the concerns that superintendents and board members that were there had with things that were going on in their school districts. It's not pretty.
Yeah, I always think the freeze it.
Okay, sorry.
You want
to? I was done.
She attended an ISBA conference concerning legal counsel with all three legal counsel there, talking about the ramifications of RIF and the laws involved in this, a very important topic right now throughout the state with all the school boards and stating that often when you attend these things, some of the questions that are posed by school boards and superintendents give you invaluable information. And so that was basically what was being said there. Okay. Communication, we don't have anyone there. Okay, future meetings. Kathleen?
Can I just ask one question? Just one. I have two, but I'll only ask one.
Okay.
It's about the Global Learning Center. I got to see it. I've never seen it before. It's beautiful. But while I stopped in there last week, there was a teacher in there who said that they haven't had the training for the software just yet. And she gave me a figure on how much they spent on the software. Can we expect training on that?
I think yes, but I think that's really a better question to ask at the building level. Ask Mr. Schreiner, because he would be the guy who would be coordinating that, and through Rocky. So it's nothing that the seven of us can deal with.
We don't have anything to do with it.
Can I just ask a question? Since you just mentioned something, you just mentioned school boards around the state are talking about, I believe the expression was riffing.
Right, reduction in force.
Yes, reduction in force. Okay, but in all this that we've just been through, you guys haven't said a word about that, but I'm sure it must be on everybody's minds.
We have talked about it with the teachers, and that's the people that's our first level to talk about it. And decisions on reduction in force will not occur until, when is it, the 1st of May? Is that right, Mary Beth?
Probably the process, if you want to process the timeline, Indiana Code dictates that we have multiple discussions with the Teachers Association first and foremost. We're going through that now. Probably, I'd say, by the April 15th meeting, we'll have a better understanding financially where we are in the state, and we'll have a clearer picture of what we might need to do based upon the stimulus money, if the state's going to reduce the funding for education, that sort of thing. So probably mid-April is when we'll get more specifics in public meetings, but we have a lot of Indiana Code processes that we've got to go through.
I'm sorry, but I just help me understand. I'm trying to understand this. So, but you are all going forward building new classrooms, I'm just wondering, where are the teachers, where are you going to fund the teachers for those new classrooms then?
Well, you hope...
You should wait on the building.
One, you get more students, that will help with funding, like for instance, kindergarten enrollment is up, we had 150, Kim?
Yes.
150 kindergarten students for our kindergarten enrollment, and that's probably 50 or 60 more we have now than we did this time last year. So enrollment will be a part of it. If there are available classrooms, then we're going to be talking about the idea of looking at leasing those classrooms so that we can generate revenue. Because in the end, we need to start generating revenue. And that again comes out of debt service, those classrooms. It doesn't help us. If we don't do those classrooms, it won't give us money for general fund.
And in addition, we have to be thinking about if this tuition thing goes through, that
it would be huge for us.
It will be huge for West Lafayette. We have to anticipate that.
Kids coming in, what are your numbers on, this is a very transient community, so you may have had 150 people show up, but how many people do you lose out of the school district? Because I know lots of families that have already got job offers other places that are moving.
Well, if I had that crystal ball, I would be in the stock market.
You have last year's numbers. How many students did you lose last year?
We didn't lose any. We gained. We have gained in enrollment over the last 5 years, with the exception of 2003-2004. Every year we have gained in enrollment.
What's the number you've gained? What's a hard number?
Well, probably over the last 5 years we gained about 150 students.
And how many have you lost over the last? I mean,
no, we gained 150 students. That's our net gain.
Would you mind, for the next public meeting, putting all these numbers on paper?
I did. At the meeting you were at?
No, that was a chart that did not have specific student numbers. That was a graph. I'm married to an economist. I know about graphs.
I know, but it had numbers at the bottom.
I want hard numbers, please.
Yeah, I can give you hard numbers. Actually, the best thing you can do, go to the DOE website. DOE website tells you from 91 to 2008, our enrollment. It's right there. So I just go to the DOE website, but I'll be glad to print that off for you.
Okay, let's move on. Next meeting is April 1st, Wednesday, 6:30, regular board meeting here in the Floyd Administration Center. And then we have a work session on April 15th. Is that right after we pay our taxes? Move to adjourn, please.
It's also me.
Second. Moved by Mr. Karpik. Seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion on adjourn.
None.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. We are adjourned. Let's take a 5-6 minute break and get right back to it.
We're talking about the forecast.
Right. We have the school funding formula, and then they have the state budget.